Okay, here's one for you. You've shot 54 elk with a bow. What is your favorite shot placement?
My favorite shot placement is quartering to me. I do not shoot them in the front. I shoot them halfway up the neck. I try to get the arrow under the shoulder. That kill area is about 16 inches high, and it's about 4 inches wide, and there's not a bone. And once you go under that shoulder bone, you can't hold out too much of that shoulder bone. Most of the elk that I do shoot are not dead broadside. They're not quartering away. They're coming to me, quartering to me, and I shoot them halfway up the neck and put the arrow under the shoulder blade, and it'll usually penetrate and stick out the ham on the other side. That's my favorite shot on an elk. I shot a warthog in Africa like that, thinking that he was a slam dunk too, but it didn't work out in Africa. But it worked out, I think I was 17 for 17 with that shot. So I've never lost a bull by shooting there.
Wow, that's a risky shot though for someone that's not proficient, right? Or misjudges the yardage.
I don't make that shot at 50 yards. I make that shot at 20 yards.
Right.
And it's not that risky a shot at 20 yards, because if you can't hit a 4 inch wide area that's 4 by 16, you really shouldn't be out there.
That's true. Now that's different than a pure frontal shot, correct?
I won't take a pure frontal shot. Trying to put it in the hole where the windpipe is, there's too much heavy bone right in there in that brisket area. I prefer a quartering to me. I'd rather have a dead broadside, or like when they're frolicking around in the water holes. I like to shoot them from quartering away slightly, and put the arrow in them that way. But you don't get when you're calling, you don't get that shot. If you're hunting with somebody else, you can set your shooter up to get that quartering away or that dead broadside, because the elk will walk by them. But when you're hunting alone, that's my shot.